the Paris Climate Accord, end the travel ban on people coming into this country from majority Muslim countries, and launch a 100-day masking challenge for everybody on federal property or traveling across state lines. He also already sent an immigration package to Congress today. He is hoping to shorten the pathway to citizenship from 13 years to 8 years.
President Trump is not at the inauguration, leaving Washington for Florida this morning instead.
Goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
He did leave a private note behind at the White House for Joe Biden, a tradition since President Reagan left one for George W. Bush. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. I think today's going to be a good day. A sun and cloud mix, mild again, high temperature in the lower 60s. In the dead of winter, that's not bad. Clouds will be on the increase tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow night, and Friday, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the low 60s both Thursday and Friday, and in the 50s at night. Saturday, I think the rain chances are 20% or less, with a high around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 158,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. The state's total case count is now close to 339,000. More than 5,100 Alabamians have died. The city of Montgomery is honoring the lives lost to COVID-19. Last night, Montgomery City Hall, the Court Square Fountain, and the tunnel to the Riverwalk were lit in amber lights in memory of anyone who has died from COVID-19. And Tallahassee City Schools broke ground on a new high school Tuesday. The new 37,000-square-foot facility will have three additional classrooms, bigger spaces for administrators, and an expanded auditorium. The project was funded by a city sales tax and local bonds. The school is expected to open by September of 2022. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
View. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Joe Biden continuing to speak, giving his inaugural address. 272-9228. Calls for a fresh start, the end of the period of bitterness, extreme division. He will not allow disagreement to lead to disunion. He would like those who did not support him to hear him out, understand his heart, and that we can't give in to lies. We must defend the truth.
So when he says hear him out, and let's hope, you know, today he doesn't make any mistakes in his speech, but when he starts gumming up his words and things, are we allowed to ask him to clarify? Because we're trying to hear him out.
Yeah, I think we're allowed to ask that. The U.S. has much to do in this winter of peril, much to repair, much to restore. Just reading some of the quotes from this inaugural.
Not really in the winter of peril.
Saying he will be president for all Americans. He's going to fight white supremacy and domestic terrorism. We'll see, folks. Joe Biden is a 47 going on 48 year politician. He's been in D.C. 20, 25 years longer than I've been alive. As a reminder, folks who don't know, I'm 32 years old. I'm born in 1988. Right as Reagan's on his way out, December of 1988, George H.W. Bush is coming in soon after what was known by the East German government, the anti-fascist protection rampart, what we know as the Berlin Wall, came falling down. And there are many who said, this is the end of history. It'll be democracy forever and forever. And after a feeling of being unstoppable, the dot-com boom followed up by the housing boom. Oh, but, you know, the contract with America happened, and you had this balanced budget for once. They were being responsible. Yeah, by borrowing from the Social Security Trust Fund, breaking promises from long ago in order to present themselves as responsible in the here and now. That seems to be the example so many Democrats and Republicans in D.C., the ruling class, have been doing. My generation is the one when I was only 12 or so. Saw 9/11 come our way. My generation saw TARP after the banks had a meltdown. After a Fed-infused, government-backed false promise that blew up in everybody's faces. Everybody needs a home, even if they can't afford it. My generation was the one, when I was 18, my first election is Barack Obama. Hope and change. We're not red states. We're not blue states. We're the United States. And I can tell you a lot of folks in my generation who voted for Barack Obama ended up being quite disillusioned after a few years of that. So like usual from the establishment, like usual from the ruling class, whoever wrote this speech is a gifted writer. And though I can't hear it, it seems Biden's keeping it together. And what he's saying shouldn't be argumentative. Yes, we want truth, not lies, out of our ruling class in D.C. But can any of you who have been longer on this earth than I say with a straight face that the corporate press in Washington, D.C. gives you the full truth and nothing but the truth? That they don't invent and massage the truth and create narratives that are essentially big lies in order for the sake of power. No, they always tell the truth. It was only Donald Trump who lied. This moment will end up bigger than Donald Trump. Biden saying this uncivil war must end. Democracy has now prevailed. Well, Joe is a young man who still has hope for this country, beyond what you do or what Trump did. We'll see what you do. We'll see once the pomp and circumstance and the pageantry of the moment subsides what the establishment now back in the saddle actually gets done. If you want to bring Americans together, you need to respect their liberty. First and foremost. If you want to bring Americans back together, you need to understand the organic divisions in this country. And stop trying to force a central plan from that swamp of the Potomac. If you want to bring Americans back together, you might want to make sense of what we've been doing around the world. You might want to get our fiscal house in order. You might want to give sober talk and conversation to the fact that you can't promise everything, the moon included, to Americans without there being some cost. There is no free lunch. I don't hate Joe Biden personally, by any means. In fact, I share some experiences he's probably had in his life. It's a particular type of cancer called glioblastoma, so I can relate to Joe in a very terrible way. But if these aren't just words, Joe, Mr. President, if the trends of Washington, D.C. over the last three decades were actually not the momentum that we're going to continue to see, but that was the aberration. It's now an actual new day where democracy has succeeded. We're going to get our house in order now. Then show us. But I think of many Americans, maybe even a lot of Americans who voted for you, are a bit suspicious of what Washington, D.C. has become. If you're such patriots who believe in all these wonderful things that you're selling today, and you would like the United States to be a beacon of hope and of liberty for the world, truly a land of opportunity, then the ruling class has to stop being essentially thieves. Stop selling out all sorts of parts of the country to the latest lobbyist or activist who's in your ear. These speeches are always beautiful, folks. I encourage you to watch it. Read it. Inaugurals have that sense about them. He's waving goodbye, walking back in to the applause of the elite there on that balcony. It's not personal. It's just I've come to learn through cynicism, through my own tragedies in life, that so often y'all promise heaven and earth and you never deliver. So we'll see. We'll see. 272-9228. Oh, there's Garth Brooks. Everybody can celebrate now. Hey, where are the bodies, Garth? Sorry.
It's Chris Kanes.
Is that his real name?
No, it's something Kanes. I don't think it's Chris. But remember when he went to the...
Yeah, he did the alter ego thing.
So you never know which one's going to show up?
It's so funny. Biden gives his over-the-top speech. And then it's like, now here's Garth Brooks.
Well, the best part, and I think this is what 50% of the United States was hoping for, was right now Garth would sing Friends in Low Places. But I don't think he's going to do that now.
Oh, wow. He took his hat off.
Yeah, he's singing, I think, an American patriotic song at this point.
What, is he singing Amazing Grace? Yeah, that's what he's singing. Without the sound, just seeing Garth get into it, it's a little...
A little disturbing.
The field of flags waving, Garth Brooks singing Amazing Grace. That's what'll heal America. J-Lo.
You got it. You got it.
Lady Gaga and Garth Brooks singing the great tunes of America. I'm tired of the words. And I say that as somebody who, can BS with the best of them, I suppose. We'll watch. We'll see what happens. 272-9228. Did you watch that, Jack?
No.
No.
I haven't watched. I have not watched any of it. None of it. None. N-O-N-E-M-O-U-S-E.
Well, this country certainly does need grace. I just don't expect it to come from D.C.
Where do you expect it from, buddy?
Well, where the only place that it can really come from.
And that is?
That would be the Creator. And it is given. 272-9228. That's just... I'm sorry, watching Garth Brooks stumble out there, it's kind of cracking me up. 272-9228. Ken, welcome.
Hey, Joey. You're talking about this Amazing Grace song being played, kind of reminded me of something that Joe Biden actually said yesterday that I didn't really hear a lot of people talking about, but it confused me. Joe Biden said he was sad to leave Maryland and that knowing that he's not going to die there. Why did Joe Biden say he's worried about dying, not in Maryland?
I didn't hear this. He said this yesterday at like a... Wait, was it at the like the base they, you know, put out for his son? They christened in his son's name?
I don't know exactly where it was. It was on the radio. I was out of range for you guys yesterday, but he was giving this goodbye speech or whatever. And
it was from Delaware. It was not Maryland.
Delaware. And he was saying, you know, about him saying goodbye to it. And one of the last things he said was about not being there when he passes away. And I was like, well, that's kind of an odd thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Oh, we'll see.
We'll see.
Oh, there goes Garth running off like he stole something. What a weirdo.
I appreciate it, Ken.
Yeah, Garth Brooks, man, he's been so famous for so long, he's not a normal person anymore. And there's Roy Blunt, I guess, giving the last closing bits here. Though apparently this is going to be a 5-day celebration of unity, so strap in, folks.
What are you going to do with all them flags when they're done?
I don't know.
There's a lot of flags.
Come up with something. They're creative.
I'd like one.
You know, there's a classic line where Aaron Burr, you know, the guy who shot Hamilton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Aaron Burr talked about Thomas Jefferson.
Spielberg's grandfather.
And I think Burr said something to the effect of, Jefferson was the most charming and deceitful man I ever knew.
He never and met Bill Clinton.
Often when I look at I had this thought. Last time I was in D.C., I went to the Jefferson Memorial, went to several memorials, but especially the Jefferson Memorial, because it really is erected as this temple to liberty. I thought of that line from Burr, seeing, you know, the statue of Jefferson towering over me in bronze. I'm like, the most charming and deceitful man Burr ever knew. And it's fun to kind of bring these, you know, titans down to earth. And that's kind of how I feel about, especially these folks who are now back in charge. They're charming. They're talented. They have a way with words. They know how to win and hold power often. And they'll do whatever it takes. But man, are they deceitful. So, hopefully the best, and I said this about Trump, the best Trump moments is when he got out of the way and he told the stories of everyday Americans at, say, State of the Unions. Those were the best stories. Those, in my mind, were the best moments. So if Biden really wants to bring the nation together, I'd say, get out of the way, Joe. Let Americans be Americans. We got a lot left in us, especially the younger generations. We got a lot left in us. And hey, I think you still got some folks in your generation, Joe, have a lot left in them, too. Let's surprise ourselves. 272-9228. Got to hit a break here. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, located here in Montgomery at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Call them today at 271-0007, especially if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you'd like to repaint the bedroom, maybe the front porch, whether it's the interior or the exterior of your home. New Look Decorating Center, a Benjamin Moore retailer, has all the paint and stain supplies you need to get the job done. And even if you're not doing it yourself, maybe you're contracting out the job to a particular painter, be sure to get all those paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center. Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Lindham, the manager, both passionate about what they do. They're also both paint specialists, and they have the expertise that can give you inspiration or make the inspiration you may already have a reality. And when you use New Look Decorating Center, they keep your information on file. So maybe you need to touch something up a year or two later. They'll have on file the exact paint and stain type you used before, so you can keep that continuity. It's not a big guessing game. No, you can have that extra peace of mind that they will keep what you've bought and used before on file, so you can keep it going. So check them out today. New Look Decorating Center, again, at 6237 Atlanta Highway, or give them a call at 271-0007. More news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program.
All along the watchtower, princes kept a view. While the women came and wept, barefoot servants too. Outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
With the new president, so much is happening in Washington. Now millions are turning to Newsmax TV, your trusted news source. They're going online to Newsmax.com for breaking news and downloading the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator or watch it free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. There's now a Delaware pastor delivering a benediction. Oh, that's a nice mustache he's rocking there.
Oh, yeah.
It matches his scarf and everything.
Well, that
sun is beaming down on that forehead.
Yeah, it looked like it was snowing there for a little while, but now it looks like it's cleared up.
Sunny.
272-9228. Ronnie, welcome.
Hey, Ronnie. Yeah, hey, guys. Look, I don't see Joe. Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but keep going.
Okay. I know you said you're not interested in the husbands or the first wives or the first husbands, second husbands, whatever you want to call them.
I don't think ill of them, but, you know, it's kind of like whatever.
Yeah, no, but I was just going to tell you that on Kamala's husband, he's an attorney who presents firms in California that face legal trouble, potential legal trouble. And while she was attorney general, all of the companies that he represents, their legal troubles just went away. So
I mean, if you're going to be attorney general, I mean, the whole point is to be able to help out your family and friends.
Yes, it is. You're exactly right.
I appreciate it, Ronnie.
Anyway, guys, enjoy the show. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
272-9228. Is there a huge protest outside the perimeter?
Not that anybody's covering, if there is.
Is there going to be, like, an investigation?
Into?
I mean, how this whole election went. I mean, I hear China. Like, if we're playing the same game, I'm sure China helped Biden out. Good God.
Well, I'm just shocked that it's the first time I've seen Hunter Biden in quite a while.
All right.
And, you know, people are talking about how offended they were of things that Trump did and this, that, and the other. Well, to see Hunter Biden, that we all know is a crook piece of crap, up there standing next to the podium that the president is getting sworn in on, if that's not a slap in the face to all of us, I don't know what is.
But we all need to pray and listen to the words.
I'm praying. I'm praying there's a bust coming by with his name on it, but, you know.
272-9228. 272-9228. But yeah, I noticed, and I guess you told me, you know, trash day for me is Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That's usually when I leave it out there.
Yeah.
And I left, it's a big old full can right now.
Oh, a single guy? Probably full of beer bottles.
Waited way too long, so it's full.
I got you.
And I left it out there, and then I went to pull it up yesterday afternoon, and I was like, this sucker's still full. And then I'm like, did I leave it out too late? Wait, but the whole neighborhood's got their cans still sitting out there.
No.
What, did the people take a day off for the whole week or something?
I want to say there was maybe a slowdown in city services. Because they got downtown blocked off, so that's probably going to throw the route off right there.
Maybe.
But I just think it's funny that Joey has reached the age where my trash can did not get dumped,
Did that sound like the tone I use?
Yeah, actually it was. No one heard it but me. So, yes, that sounded exactly like the tone, like an old, angry, grumpy old man. My trash can didn't get dumped. I've been robbed. I want a refund.
I didn't say that at all.
No, that's just your mindset.
No, it isn't.
You don't know what your mindset is, Joey.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I am not an old man, all right?
Dude, you are an old soul and you know it.
Fair enough. Well, you know, look at who I hang out with every day.
And a little bit curmudgeon-y. You've got those tendencies.
Right, I just get tired of, you know, being on and told it's raining.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all get tired of that, Joey.
Yeah.
Who is that guy up there? You know that who that guy is, Joey?
The pastor doing
That's the pastor?
Benediction. Yeah, I think he's a Delaware pastor, Biden's original church or something like that.
Right.
No, and there's no denying the beauty of the pageantry. All the flags draped over the Capitol building. A field of flags in lieu of people who couldn't be there that day. It's just, I'm past the point of believing any of this stuff.
Now you know, it's just a bunch of crap.
Right. So just words. It really is just words.
But right. Words can hurt, Joey. Words can hurt.
Yeah.
Did you see Bush up there with a blue mask on? Somebody texted me a while ago.
I think it's a presidential mask.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Somebody texted me a while ago. He said, why aren't the Republicans that are there wearing a red mask?
Oh, by the way, I didn't get to this yesterday. And this is completely, you know, sideways, like off topic. But do you see in Germany?
Germany?
that they're now putting people who refuse to follow COVID protocols in camps.
Really? Hold on now, Germany.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That caught my attention from the New York Post. It wasn't from some fake website. And I'm like, wait, they're putting people in camps again? Uh-oh.
Didn't Norm MacDonald?
Yeah, I don't know y'all history buffs.
Really?
And you know Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes, I do.
This is also from the New York Post.
Candle?
I have to put this, gently. She's now producing candles, Gwyneth Paltrow candles, that supposedly smell, have the odor of...
Her?
Her, yeah. A specific aspect of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is just weird.
Beyond weird.
Like, why would you even think of that? Why would you even market that? And then why would people buy it? But apparently some people did buy this candle. Yeah. And it blew up.
Hey, hold on just a minute.
So, I guess Gwyneth is flammable. Combustible.
I don't get it, Joey.
Goodness.
The marketing part. Now, I could see Smith sniffing a candle and going, ooh, this smells like something horrible.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine putting my name on it and then putting it out there. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it's... that was such a weird story. And let's just say it was her naughty bits. The candle smelled like that. Or marketed that way. It's like, what in the world?
I don't understand people when it comes to that.
Well, this is an example, talking about Garth Brooks, of when people become famous for so long.
They just get... Well, you get so detached.
You're just off the reservation, man.
Yeah.
And then the people who worship these folks... You know, I'm a fanboy for a lot of things, but it's like... I understand that even the people that I respect, who I consider heroes, were human beings with plenty of flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I have to buy every product under the sun of these people. My goodness. It's kind of like when they came up with the Trump bear. I'm like, why would I buy a bear? I guess that's just being 20, 30 years old. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. He's not going to sell you some funky candle. No, he's going to sell you fine antique jewelry pieces at incredible prices. Troop Booth is an expert in the fine antique jewelry market, trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He's also been working in the family business. Heirloom Jewelers is a 40-year business here in the River Region, acquiring the very best antique and estate pieces from all over the United States. So if you'd like to buy fine antique, one-of-a-kind, that means unique jewelry pieces, why not stop by Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughan Road? Or you can go online to heirloomjewelers.com, and whether you buy in person or you buy online, when you use the promo code Joey, just J-O-E-Y, you can get 10% off. Yes, 10% off. But right now, Troop Booth is especially looking to buy from you. He'll, of course, sell 10% off when you use promo code Joey, but he's looking to buy that jewelry you are not using from you. So set up an appointment today by calling him at 260-0066, or again, going to heirloomjewelers.com. Bring your items in, your jewelry pieces in. He'll give you an appraisal. And if you agree to the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. Top dollar for gold and diamonds and pieces in mint condition, but even so-called scrap jewelry you can get a pretty penny for. So check out Heirloom Jewelers today. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back. I'm still stuck on that candle, man.
Okay. Yeah.
And Germany putting people in camps? What the? We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. I think today's going to be a good day. A sun and cloud mix, mild again, high temperature in the lower 60s. In the dead of winter, that's not bad. Clouds will be on the increase tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow night and Friday, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the low 60s both Thursday and Friday, and in the 50s at night. Saturday, I think the rain chances are 20% or less, with a high around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I don't know where Jack went to. He usually texts me, so. Jack, where are you?
Maybe his helper finally got sick of him.
Yeah, that might be it. I wouldn't be surprised. Right. Don't tell him, though.
I could relate.
Don't tell him, though. 272-9228. And Biden's about to sign a bunch of orders. Getting back into the Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, 17 of them, man. We're going to get a hold of Iran and say, hey, buddy, can we be friends again? Give you some money?
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming, Joey.
Nothing says uniting America like a global governance. 272-9228. Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. In reference to the candle that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I have a friend in Texas, and I helped him do this. We made candles out of cat pee.
Oh.
No kidding. And it was a joke, you know, that you give somebody this nice scented candle, and then when you lit it, it smelled like cat pee. And that's not I'm not kidding about that.
Oh.
If you go to a vet and they're trying to collect a urine sample from a cat, they have a special litter box that the cat pees in, and pee will go through the litter and be trapped in this little jar.
Okay.
Well, this vet that I knew over in Atlanta gave me one of the cat pee collection litter boxes, and I sent it to him, and he made cat pee candles out of this stuff. I'm not kidding. So, you know, there it is. It's possible. But that is truly one of the grossest smells you will ever smell is burnt cat pee.
It's one thing, it's cat, but it's going to be a sick cat at that. So that pee's going to be even stronger.
Yeah.
The ammonia. Yeah, when I used to deliver pizzas, when we had a pizza place, it don't matter house you would go to, you know, cats are all about the neighborhood. The worst thing is one day somebody said, hey, do you notice the cat smell? And I was like, no. Then I noticed it. Every house from then on, that's all I could smell when you go to the front door is just cat spray. Yes, not a pleasant smell.
John DeVoe.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Greetings and blessings and with your spirit.
You as well. I'm standing here and at this very moment I'm on C-SPAN observing First Lady Emeritus Michelle Obama greeting A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez on the
very presidential
inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, peace and blessings to you and to Jack and to Eddie and to the entire listening audience all over the globe.
Thank you, John.
Happy inauguration day.
Yeah, happy inauguration day.
I want to salute Vice President Emeritus and Second First Lady Emeritus Mike Pence and Karen Pence for their contributions to humanity and for their contributions to the United States of America, a grateful nation. We are grateful to them for their service. They are fine public servants. They served our nation well. They served well as Vice President and Second Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a better country because of them and because of people like them, regardless of their party affiliation, all over this country and all over the world. And I want to publicly thank them for their service. And the way they carried themselves in this situation that they were placed in represents the best that America has to offer. It represents the best that people of any party affiliation
mm-hmm.
have to offer. Trump came to that position as an independent. Trump's really an independent.
Well,
and he had to become a Republican to win, and the Republican Party had to embrace him to win. But Mike Pence is a Republican and was a Republican before he ran for vice president. He is a Republican during when he was vice president, and he's a Republican now when he left the vice presidency.
Right, and then if he runs for president, he'll be back to being some weirdo who wants to electrocute people and, you know, can't be in a room alone with other women other than his wife and all the other usual criticisms.
Well, you know, I mean, all I know is he's a former governor of the state of Indiana.
Yep.
I don't know how many terms he served in that position, but they came to that vice president position after having been elected by the people of the state of Indiana to be their governor and to be their first lady. And they brought much dignity to that vice presidency and helped to balance the Trump administration when it came to the fact that Mr. Trump came to the office from the business world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe some things that you can do in business that, you know, might get you into some trouble, legal trouble, you know, in politics, in an official
position.
Yeah,
and there are things you can do in politics that you definitely get in legal trouble if you do in business.
Sure.
And so, you know, Trump was, Pence was able to help balance that, you know, with the Trump administration, with all of his knowledge and experience as having been a former governor of the state of Indiana. And we are grateful to the Tenses for their service. I surely am.
Well, I appreciate it, John.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, John.
272-9228. Yeah, I just look forward to another round of Democratic despotism. And I don't mean the Democratic Party. Maybe another word for it, soft despotism. Democracy has prevailed once again, which means the right crowd is in charge again. And there's Mike Pence and Karen right there walking out. 272-9228. Joe, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. The candle, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
She can rebrand it to, it's your Molotov cocktail candle. or maybe your protest candle. You can take it and smell good and just fling it at somebody.
You know the caller, first-time caller, Cooter? He calls us all the time, actually, but for the first time, all the time.
Yeah.
He called up right, Eddie, and said he has one. He loves that thing.
He said, I got one of them candles, and I love that thing.
could you ever imagine that we live in the world that we live in?
No, and I was telling my brother the other night, he's a little younger than I am, that it's only going to get weirder and weirder. Like, it's a bizarre time.
Yeah, 1984, can't touch this. I mean, we're 2021. Did you see the article this morning about McConnell and Schumer trying to come to an agreement on power sharing? And there's already one Democratic senator said he's not going to vote to do away with the filibuster, so... The Democrats aren't going to be able just to blow stuff through the Senate like they think they are. So there's going to have to be negotiations, and just like Biden said, democracy prevails, right? So if it's a 50-50 split, you just don't get to do whatever you want to. Divided government is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, if it actually, I think, ends in a good sort of deadlock, and then you compromise on the things you can. But here's the deal. Like, I'm not just cynical for the sake of it. And in fact, I'm trying to get that, you know, clothing, that robe of cynicism off me. I have a lot of hope in my future, in this country's future. But I'm also not naive to the last 20 years I've been paying attention to politics. And it has not been pretty. There have been few moments of people coming together. But for the most part, it has been a very irresponsible elite ruling class using great words and wonderful poetic speeches. But they're masterful propagandists. They continue to waste the wealth of this nation, get involved in too many wars abroad. It is time for us to get our house in order, and we'll see. With divided government, will they act like the adults in the room they claim to be, or will they not, and continue the usual crap?
You're absolutely right. 20 years since Clinton left office, you know, I mean, if you look at the greatest accomplishment in recent history in government was when Newt Gingrich and all those congressmen, legislatures put together the deal, Clinton signed it, and we were looking at, can you believe back then they had the idea that our national debt would be paid off by 2020? And what were we going to do with all the money that we were going to have? When Bush took office, we had a surplus, a budget surplus, and the Republicans spent money like drunken sailors.
Yep.
So the idea that they're for conservative government and less spending, not when they're in charge, they're not. It's just they get to spend it on whatever they want to, not what the Democrats want to. And then the Democrats accuse the Republicans. And so it's been like this for, like you said, for 20 years. And when is it going to stop? Nothing gets accomplished. Nothing good anyway.
Well, we'll see what they do here pretty soon. I've been telling folks to stockpile that popcorn, though. And if you can afford it, get you some nice $100 caviar. Here, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Have a good day.
272-9228. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir. How about our great mayor of Montgomery?
Yeah, I saw that tweet. Yeah.
I mean, what is up with this? Unity, come together, and then throw something out like that? He's supposed to be a leader for the capital of Alabama. And you're going to tweet something like that?
I agree.
I don't want to say anything.
I agree. How's that bringing anybody together?
Let's vote him out. Let's vote him out. Let's get him going. All right.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you, Brian. 272-9228. Got to hit this last break. Coming back, final segment of News and Views from 9 till noon on Inauguration Day.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strength Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. You know, I really would love unity, Eddie.
Yeah?
But I think the only way you can get it is to make life less political, not more. But that's just me. More liberty, not less. More freedom. Though, to me, I think more... I've studied this. People on the left and the right, freedom seems to me being in charge, to have the freedom to control other people.
Yeah, I mean, North Korea, that's unity.
Right. And we keep oscillating, going back and forth. The pendulum swings between, are we going to have the big popular president, or are we going to have sort of this democratic despotism where democracy means everything's planned in D.C. and pushed down on top of the whole nation, if not many parts of the globe.
There's something else that rolls downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there really is. It's a great old essay by Alexis de Tocqueville, his Democracy in America series. And he talks about what sort of despotism could come to this country. And it won't be like the despotism of old. It won't be like emperors of old. It won't even look like Napoleon, as, you know, he was writing at that time. Napoleon had just come and gone. He said, no, it'll look like a specific thing. It'll be in the name of comfort and security and equality. And instead of this country of true diversity of different nations and cultures and societies that's local, voluntary, and infused with what he called the spirit of religion, it'll be a central authority that takes care of every minute detail of every life, almost like a parent in their relationship to a child, except the parents trying to keep the child in perpetual childhood. Last time I flew into D.C., looked down on the bureaucracy sprawling. That quote came to mind. That essay came to mind. Written hundreds of years ago. And that's what we're facing. And there was a hope that, hey, maybe we could shrink the swamp, shrink the administrative state. But nope. It fought back. It used every trick in the toolbox. And then it called a democracy. I saw some folks on Twitter saying, we toppled a dictator.
Huh?
Yeah. That's the blue check mark.
Oh.
They toppled a dictator. Well, I mean, the last time the United States toppled dictators, it usually meant more sectarian division, more corruption, more mayhem, and all sorts of excuses. We just need more money and time. Yeah, it's really worked out.
This
Messiah complex for so many is just ridiculous. 272-9228. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Not too much. Eddie, you asked what else roll downhill snowballs.
Yeah, they do, too. They get bigger.
And certain types of candles.
I thought one of your last callers was pretty laughable, talking about the Republican spending. I venture to say, if you take the last six Republican presidents and you add up what they spent and what they spent it for, you can't add it all up and it equal more than what President Obama spent by himself.
I think technically you're wrong about that, because Republicans tend to find their fiscal backbone when it's a Democrat as the president and they push against them. I mean, the W. Bush years in particular, was a massive spending spree. And it was that dynamic. It was the contract with America with Gingrich and Clinton. And by the way, they balanced the budget by taking from the Social Security Trust Fund.
Yes.
So it wasn't even that great of a deal.
And I'm going to need that money soon.
But Cheney's the guy who said deficits don't matter. And instead of raising taxes, we'll just monetize the debt through the Federal Reserve. This game's been going on with establishment Republicans and Democrats for decades now, Bill.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that portion of it. It has. But I still think if you add it up and if you keep track of what it was spent on, you got to remember Bush was spending on a war deficit as well. So,
yes,
you know, I don't know that you can, Department of Homeland Security
mm-hmm. and Medicare Part D and expansions of the Education Department, all sorts of things. Everything expanded. And they even call cuts. They call something a cut even when you spend more money. It's just not as much as they asked for. It's just, this is why days like today with all the pomp and circumstance, it's beautiful. If it tears you up and you love it, fine. I'm not going to rain on your parade too much. But it's just, you're so full of it.
Well, I'd rather watch SportsCenter than the inauguration.
Well, and I'm looking forward to the NFC Championship game this Sunday.
That's pretty bad for me. When college football goes away,
it hurts.
I'm done with sports. There is nothing else I watch.
Well, I'm a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. To see them back in the championship game, that's a fun thing to see. So,
but it's going to be interesting to see how much of what Biden has promised he can get done, and I think he will stop fracking. He will drive the price of gas up.
Yep.
And we will become a puppet state of China in the first year, because we will be, if you think we've seen a lot of made in China, wait till you see what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I will check the fiscal spending over the last six Republicans.
If we go back that far, you're gonna find Coolidge. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Bill.
Take care, Bill.
All right.
Yeah, see you, buddy.
Those Republicans back then were a little different than after FDR and what was it? It was FDR, Eisenhower. Yeah, it's Eisenhower, Nixon, Ford. Yeah, these guys are.
I kind of pick up where Ford took over. That's where my youth and all kind of got me into politics with Ford. And mainly, this is so sad, because Saturday Night Live, they always showed him to be a big boob.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, you know, finally being smart enough to go, wait a minute, this guy's supposed to be our president. Is he really this big of a boob?
Well, and he was an athlete, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's funny. He did have Chevy Chase said he came up with it because Ford really did have these weird tics where it all of a sudden be like, oh, no, I'm on ice. We'll see. We'll see, but
this too shall pass, brother.
Y'all have a good inauguration day. I don't know where Jack went. Hope he's all right, and we'll see what comes. Get your popcorn ready.
Yep, sun's going to come up again tomorrow. Don't worry, guys.
I mean, you know, if beautiful speeches could solve our problems,
dude, we wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah, no, be much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, the 46th president of these United States, Kamala Harris, Vice President.
Has it been 19 minutes since he's been inaugurated? Can we start the impeachment process now?
Or I'm hoping there's been some spying on him. We'll be right back with the Dan Moore Show. I'll be back 9 a.m. with more news and views. Hopefully Jack will join us. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Dan Moore's.